Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and happy National Gingerbread House Day and National Poinsettia Day. Yes, today we celebrate both architectural excellence in cookie form and one of the few plants that thrives in homes where we forget to water things. I'm here with your latest updates. From disaster assistance and community funding wins to traffic advisories, local sports triumphs, and a fresh ski report straight from Mammoth Mountain. Think of it as everything you need to know today, minus how to keep a gingerbread roof from collapsing. Let me figure that one out. Yeah. Hey, and before we jump in, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, JS Automotive, keeping your wheels turning smoothly through winter, potholes, and whatever mystery sound your car makes when it's mad at you. And a quick side note, for one of our other loyal sponsors, construction on 395 has concluded, so it's now easier than ever to stop by Great Basin Bakery for a quick bite. Be sure to stop by and eat a cookie from me while you're there. Hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on our YouTube channel so you never miss a report, an update, or the occasional festive tangent. Ho, ho, ho. Officials from the U.S. Small Business Administration announced low-interest disaster loans to help address physical and economic losses from the PAC fire, which burned from November 13th through December 4th. The SBA issued a disaster declaration after a request from state leadership on December 5th, covering California counties, including Alpine, Inyo, and Mono, as well as several counties in Nevada. Loans are available for businesses and private nonprofit organizations to repair or replace real estate, equipment, inventory, and other assets. Homeowners and renters may also apply to repair or replace personal property, and homeowners can seek funds to repair their primary residence. The SBA's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program provides working capital to eligible small businesses, agricultural cooperatives, nurseries, and nonprofits experiencing financial impacts. Interest rates begin as low as 3%, with repayment terms up to 30 years. And payments are deferred for 12 months after disbursement. Disaster loan outreach centers will be open in Mono County through mid-January and again in early January to assist applicants. The deadline to return physical damage applications is February 9th, 2026, and for economic injury applications, it's September 9th, 2026. More information on how to apply and outreach center hours is available through the SBA. Local food banks and charitable organizations will receive additional support this winter. Inyo County officials report that Southern California Edison provided a $20,000 grant to the Eastern Sierra Foundation to support food banks and community food programs in response to delayed CalFresh benefits. The grant originally aimed to assist CalFresh recipients during the federal shutdown, but with benefits restored, the funds will go to local organizations. Organizations set to receive portions of the grant include St. Vincent de Paul, the Eastside Student Center, the United Methodist Social Services Soup Kitchen, Owens Valley Growers, and Inyo Mono Community Advocates for Community Action, or IMACA. Supervisor Jeff Griffiths noted that the funding will help bolster food supplies and support general efforts to ensure food security for residents. IMACA will be able to resume food commodity distributions to Southeast Inyo communities, which had been suspended due to prior funding cutbacks. Supervisor Will Waddleton expressed appreciation for the collaboration between the foundation, SEE, and local service organizations in supporting residents with limited incomes. Details on specific distribution efforts will be available through the respective organizations. Folks, if your car has been making a weird noise, and by weird noise, I mean a sound you've been ignoring for 3 weeks, it might be time to visit JS Automotive in Bishop. JS Automotive is the shop where your vehicle goes from please don't break down on 395 to wow, that actually feels smooth. These are the people who treat your car like it's part of the family. The functional part, of course. From routine maintenance to full-on mystery diagnostics, the team at JS Automotive has the tools, the talent, and the patience to deal with whatever story your engine is trying to tell. Even if that story starts with, "So I hit a pothole." They're local, they're trusted, and they've been keeping Bishop rolling for years. So if your check engine light has been on long enough to qualify as emotional support, take the hint. Head to JS Automotive. JS Automotive, fixing cars, saving weekends, and keeping you confidently cruising through the Eastern Sierra. The City of Bishop and Visionary Home Builders of California announced that they have secured $26.46 million in Affordable Housing and Sustainable Communities funding, approved by the California Strategic Growth Council on December 10th. The funding will support the Silver Peaks community, which is planned to include 60 affordable homes for families at various income levels at Community Center, Head Start childcare space, ADA adaptable units, and energy efficient features. The project also includes improvements for mobility and sustainability citywide, such as new bikeways, upgraded bus stops, accessible walkways, and expanded anti-displacement services. Leaders from Visionary Home Builders and the City of Bishop highlighted the significance of the award for expanding housing opportunities and improving community infrastructure. They noted that the project aims to enhance quality of life for local residents and support long-term equity and growth. Officials say work will proceed with a focus on meeting community needs. The California Department of Transportation announced planned work and expected traffic impacts for the week of December 15th through December 19th. Work schedules may change due to weather, equipment, availability, or other factors. In Mono County, crews will be working to install wrong-way signs along Highway 395 near Crowley Lake Drive, State Route 203, and Owens River Road. On 395 near Virginia Lakes Road, the southbound shoulder will be closed for utility work. Expect intermittent traffic breaks along Highway 395 near Green Creek Road for wire crossing. Along State Route 158, expect one-way traffic control as crews work to transport equipment. Lastly, you can expect to see southbound shoulder closed along Highway 395 near Huggins Lane for pole maintenance. Ongoing projects continue to affect several areas across the Eastern Sierra, so keep an eye out for any changes. Caltrans encourages drivers to be attentive to workers, slow in work zones, and consult live traffic resources like QuickMap as they plan their routes. Travelers are reminded to drive with caution through construction areas. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Let's take a look at this weekend's events. Up first today, the Mammoth Lakes tree lighting ceremony will take place tonight starting at 5 p.m. with open skating starting at 6 p.m. Additionally, you can see live music at the Limelight Hotel in Mammoth with their beachside music festival starting at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Sage to Summit will be holding the first race of their winter race series starting at 8 a.m., benefiting the BUHS boys soccer team. Additionally, Friends of the Inyo and BLM are working together to hold a trail restoration project tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. At the Lone Pine Landfill tomorrow, they will be holding a household hazardous waste collection event starting at 9 a.m. At C5 Art Studios, take part in a winter firefly fairy workshop tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. At the Laws Railroad Museum, join in on the Railroad Express event tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Visit with Santa, drink hot cocoa, ride in a horse-drawn carriage, and maybe even get the chance to ride the Railroad Express with Santa's elves. Tomorrow is also Mammoth Lakes Night of Lights event, which starts at 5 p.m. Playhouse 395 will be holding their last showing of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play at the Bishop Elks Lodge tomorrow starting at 7 p.m. On Sunday, C5 Art Studio will be holding a membership party for C5 members starting at 3:30 p.m. That's all for now, but be sure to let us know if you have any upcoming events. We'd love to share them with the community. Don't forget to visit easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest and check out the mobile app so you can have all the details right in your pocket, whichever pocket you choose. It's pretty simple. You can get to it real quick that way. This sports update is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where every bite tastes like a hometown win. Yesterday, the Bishop Broncos boys varsity soccer team traveled to Mojave and came away with a 5-0 league victory. After a scoreless first half, Dakey Ramirez opened the scoring before a strong second half saw Mando Santana net two goals and another from Ramirez. Cosmo Schwartz added the final tally with an assist from Angel Medina, who finished the game with 4 assists overall. With the win, the Broncos are 2-0 in league play and will face Frazier next. Additionally, the girls' Broncos soccer squad scored 14-0 shutout. 10 different players found the back of the net in the decisive win, and both Taylor Durr and Ashley Sandoval contributed by keeping a clean sheet in the goal. The Broncos improved to 4-2 overall and 2-0 in league and will host Paraclete on Saturday at 10 a.m. As a reminder, the Broncos varsity football team is headed to the CIF state championship game this Saturday, December 13th at 3 p.m., Fullerton Union High School, where they face Calaveras. Bishop will be designated the home team wearing blue and seated on the north side near the press box. Parking is limited. Fans are encouraged to use the nearby college parking structure. Tickets are available at the gate and online. General admission and youth senior pricing applies. Gates open early with no in-and-out privileges once inside. Regardless of the sport, Broncos athletes are representing strong this week. And remember, after the big game, celebrate with a barbecue plate from Copper Top Barbecue, the official fuel of local champions. Let's go to coppertopbarbecue.com for more.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Take a look at conditions up on Mammoth Mountain today. The mountain is reporting a base depth of 12 inches with variable conditions across the slopes. At last check, 70 trails, 16 lifts, and 1 terrain park are open for the day. Mammoth is kicking off Night of Lights weekend under bright skies and calm winds. Canyon Lodge is still open for access only, and mountain staff are asking beginners to start and end their day at Main Lodge. For the smoothest experience, early season terrain means obstacles are present throughout the mountain, so guests are urged to ski and ride with caution. That's your Mammoth Mountain update. Stay safe, enjoy the early season turns, and have a great weekend on the slopes. Let's take a look at this weekend's weather, because pretending we know what the mountains are going to do is a proud Eastern Sierra tradition. Starting in Bishop, today is serving up sunny skies with highs in the low 70s. A light breeze out of the north will remind you it's still December, but not enough to knock over your lawn chair. Overnight lows dip into the low 30s, which is perfect if you enjoy scraping frost off your windshield at 7 a.m. I know you do. Tomorrow cools down just a bit with highs in the upper 60s. Expect a mix of sun and clouds. The kind of weather where you wear a jacket, then instantly regret it. Overnight, we dip to around 34 degrees and still frosty, still festive. Sunday lands in the high 60s again with sunny skies. Calm winds mean the valley will be as peaceful as a Sunday can be. Unless you still haven't done your holiday shopping, then I'll ask, what are you doing? Up in Mammoth, today brings sunny skies with highs around 59. Winds will be calm, which of course means the lifts might actually open on time. Lows drop into the upper teens, ideal for anyone who likes their evening walks crisp or their nose slightly frozen. Tomorrow, we'll see more sunshine, highs hover in the upper 50s. Overnight lows drop to the low 20s. Perfect for snowmaking or regretting your Airbnb's parking situation. And Sunday brings more sunny skies with highs in the mid 50s. Lows stay in the upper 20s. Perfect for anyone who enjoys the feeling of their breath freezing mid-sentence. And that's your weekend weather. Bishop staying mild, Mammoth staying Mammoth, and all of us staying prepared for whatever the mountain feels like throwing at us today. And that wraps up today's Eastern Sierra Now. From community support and winter prep to local athletes dominating the scoreboard and Mammoth's early season conditions keeping everyone on their toes. Whether you're building gingerbread, real estate tonight, or decorating your poinsettias like they're on parade, make it a good one. A final shout out to our sponsor, JS Automotive, for supporting today's report. And remember, if your car isn't running as smoothly as a downhill skier on fresh corduroy, there's folks to call. And don't forget to stop at Great Basin Bakery this weekend. Now that the construction is gone on 395, you can actually park there. It's awesome. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow Eastern Sierra Now for more updates, more local news, and more excuses to avoid doing your holiday shopping. We'll see you next time.